This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've been talking this week about world religions and comparing and contrasting them with Christianity. We looked at Hinduism, and now tonight we're going to look at Buddhism, one of the other ancient faiths, John. Tell us a bit about the foundations of Buddhism.
Buddhism begins 500 BC, Buddha himself is an Indian prince. He's in the northeast of India. Lives a pretty nice life, actually.
His name is Buddha?
No, his name is Siddhartha Gautama. Uh-huh. And he has three palaces growing up, you know, just so you can always
like you do.
Get the best weather. He had full-time musicians who could just play music whenever he wanted. So very comfortable lifestyle. However, at 29 years of age, he ventured outside the palace. We're told in the texts, pretty much for the first time, and was confronted with suffering for the first time. So on one journey outside the palace, he came across a really frail old man, and he was horrified. On another journey, he came across a really ill man on the verge of death, and he was, again, agitated in spirit, the text says. The third person he saw was a dead corpse on the side of the road, and he was horrified and went back to the palace and decided then and there to devote his life to finding out how you can live with tranquility in the midst of suffering. His fourth person that he saw, these are called the four great signs that the Buddha saw. The fourth person was an Indian ascetic, someone following the path of knowledge in Hinduism, because he was a Hindu. And this ascetic had a peaceful demeanor about him. And Buddha thought at first that was the key. I'll go and I'll learn Hinduism in great depth. I'll practice all their meditation techniques. And he apparently wandered the Ganges region, learning from the best masters, and became the number one expert in all the transcendental meditative techniques, and still found no solace. He could not find how you find peace in a world of suffering. That tells you what the heart of Buddhism is about. It is entirely about how to find tranquility amidst suffering. The Buddha decided to meditate under a Bodhi tree in the month of May, and determined not to get up from his meditation position until he understood the key to coping with suffering and being tranquil in the midst of it. And several days later, he experienced some massive visions and so on, and he came to see how to overcome suffering in every part of life. And that night, he became the enlightened one, the Buddha. He had come to see how you conquer suffering.
Wow. So the key to Buddhism really is this going from thinking life was beautiful and perfect and wonderful and you got musicians at your beck and call to realizing it's not and what to do with that knowledge.
Well, it's interesting. The Buddha rejected both the luxurious upbringing that he had and also the ascetic denial of the Hindus. He described his path as the middle way. It's neither luxury nor beating yourself over the back. It's a middle way, and he discovered what the way is in his moment of enlightenment.
Well, okay, so suffering's at the key, but we hear of the four noble truths of Buddhism. Suffering's one of them. What are the other truths?
This is the heart of Buddhism. It's actually quite easy to understand the whole of Buddhism. Very hard to practice it, very easy to understand it. You've just got to remember four things, okay? Number one, suffering exists. That is the first noble truth. The Buddha unpacked, saying suffering is everywhere.
Very hard to deny unless you live in a palace for your whole life.
That's right. The second noble truth, very simple, well, sort of simple. It's to do with the origin of suffering. And he argued, and his enlightenment brought this to him, that the origin of suffering is desire. It's your desire for the things of the world that causes suffering. So a beggar desires a better life. Poverty feels like suffering. A child loses a father in a plane crash, is attached to the father, desires the father, loves the father, and so suffers when the father is gone. So can you see the connection? It's actually really logical.
It's
so
this profound,
was his second noble truth, that desire is the origin of suffering. The third noble truth flows naturally from that, very simply. The eradication of suffering. How do you get rid of suffering? The removal of desire. Okay.
So if I didn't want anything to be better, everything would be fine.
Sure. If a child didn't long for a father, the loss of the father wouldn't pain the child. It's hard to dispute the logic. Hard to dispute it. And then the fourth noble truth is just the path for removing desire. And the Buddha had eight techniques for removing all desire from your life so that when desire is gone, you will no longer experience suffering.
Hmm. This is a pretty profoundly demanding kind of faith. You know, I'm going to get rid of all my desire. I mean, who thinks they can possibly do that? Here's my eight ways that I'm going to go about doing it. But why? I mean, today Buddhism seems to be incredibly popular as a faith. You always hear about Hollywood actors becoming Buddhists, and you know, it's very attractive to people. There are big billboards around Sydney at the moment advertising the Dalai Lama. And why is what sort of Buddhism is attracting people in the West today?
Partly it's just the exotic, right? It's exotic. Partly it's good PR, and you know, obviously the Dalai Lama is a jolly nice fellow, you know. And it's also the very strong impression that Buddhism brings tranquility. So you think of a Buddhist and they're, you know, very harmonious in their approach. And I think also there is this very strong perception that religions like Judaism, Islam and Christianity have caused so much violence in the world. The only nice guy on the religious block left.
So this is the peaceful religion. Right.
This is the peaceful religion.
But are the Richard Geers of this world following the Eightfold Path? Are they? Is that the kind of Buddhism that the West is practicing?
Well, I don't know his personal life, but I can guarantee you that the serious Buddhist is entirely gearing his or her life to remove every single desire in relationships, in food, in everything. Now, this doesn't mean you destroy yourself, you batter yourself, because that's to go to the other extreme that the Buddha rejected. It's a middle path, so that you have absolutely no attachments in the world, so that nothing will harm you. An insult will come your way, but because you're not attached to the idea of yourself, an insult won't hurt your feelings. Someone can punch you in the arm, even to put it at the most practical level, and although you will experience the sensation of pain, you're not attached to the goodness of the body, so you're able to cope with that with tranquility. And I think in this crazy world, people are attracted to the tranquility. I guess the question people really need to ask is, in order to gain tranquility, are you willing to give up your human desires, the very things that actually make you you?
Well, we need to compare the Buddha's teachings with Christianity. Let's do that tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.